From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A misdemeanor charge plus fines. That's the punishment New Yorkers could face if they defy government orders to stay off the roads. The National Weather Service says the storm moving up the Northeast could cause blizzard-like conditions from New Jersey to Boston with up to 3 feet of snow accumulation in some areas. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the storm has to be taken seriously.
Take precautions. Be careful. A lot ahead of us. This is literally the calm before the storm. It's about to start in earnest, and when it does, it's going to come in very fast, very hard, and people have to be very, very careful.
While many New England motorists are under orders to cancel any driving plans, Uber will be operating for people who need to get around. And NPR's Chris Arnold reports that the ride-sharing service is now capping its premium prices amid a firestorm of criticism from around the world.
When demand goes up, so do Uber's prices. You can pay, for example, four times the normal rate when it's raining outside and lots of people want to ride. The company says that gets more drivers out on the road, but it's also led to allegations of illegal price gouging. During a hostage crisis in Sydney, Uber's surge pricing kicked in, as it did during Hurricane Sandy and other weather-related emergencies. As a result, Uber struck an agreement with regulators to cap surge pricing during major storms. Once a state of emergency is declared, Uber says its prices will not exceed 2.9 times the normal rate, and the company says proceeds will be donated to the American Red Cross. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
NATO ambassadors and Ukrainian representatives held an emergency meeting in Brussels Monday in a show of political support for the government in Kiev. As Terry Schultz reports, Ukraine requested the session after weekend attacks by Russian-backed separatists claimed at least 30 lives in eastern Ukraine last weekend.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condemns what he calls a sharp escalation of violence in eastern Ukraine. NATO diplomats expressed horror and shock at the heavy civilian casualties over the weekend in the city of Mariupol. As NATO continues to criticize Moscow for ongoing shipments of equipment into the rebel-held region, Russian President Vladimir Putin said NATO was establishing a foreign legion there. Stoltenberg calls that nonsense.
There is no NATO legion. The foreign forces in Ukraine are Russian.
Ukraine's ambassador says his government has asked for additional military support from NATO allies, but he wouldn't say whether any country has responded to Kiev's longstanding request for lethal aid. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Asian stock market, shares are mixed at this hour following slight gains on Wall Street. Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei is down more than 1.5%. This is NPR News. A Japanese envoy is in Jordan, hoping to secure the release of a Japanese citizen and a Jordanian pilot being held by the self-proclaimed Islamic State group. Another Japanese hostage was killed by ISIS over the weekend. Facebook service appears to be down in the United States and Asia. A message on the social networking site's homepage said that they were working on it. Microsoft's profits took an 11% hit in the most recent quarter. The decline has a lot to do with the cost of layoffs. As Ashley Gross of KPLU in Seattle explains, the company thinned ranks after purchasing Finnish cell phone maker Nokia.
Microsoft has cut almost 18,000 jobs in the past 6 months. So the company's had to pay out severance packages, and those restructuring costs shaved earnings by 2 cents a share. Morningstar analyst Norman Young says the purchase of Nokia hasn't really started to pay off yet.
Handsets were up kind of quarter over quarter for the holiday quarter, but, you know, nothing really terribly impressive there. I think they sold 10 million handsets for the quarter.
Young says he does think Microsoft's strategy on smartphones is a good one. The company has introduced smartphones that cost less than $100 to gain traction overseas against Android models. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
Four people have been sentenced in federal court in San Diego for collecting ransoms from families by falsely claiming their loved ones had been kidnapped. The defendants, two from California and two from Mexico, pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and launder money. Prosecutors say the ring targeted mainly Spanish-speaking non-citizens. This is NPR News in Washington.